people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was in this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost.
To a virgin espoused to a man, whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary.
Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her public example, was minded to put her away privately.
And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women.
But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost.
And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be.
And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God.
Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying,
And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. It shall call his name Emmanuel, which, being interpreted, is God with us.
He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David.
Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife.
And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come unto thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived in her old age a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
Thank you. Christians now rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give ye heed to what we say. Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christians now rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye hear of endless bliss. Jesus Christ was born for this. He hath opened the heavenly door, and we are blessed evermore. Christ was born. Christians now rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye need not fear the grave. Jesus Christ was born to save. Calls you one and calls you all to gain his everlasting home. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save.
His love went on the sea. Man, just the other day, he said he gave you gold when he saw you face to face. I said I don't have much, but like the beggars on this street, my gold is in a crown that I'll lay down at his feet. I spoke to a wise man just the other day. He said he gave you frankincense at the place you lay. I said, frankincense I do have, but it's not the way it seems. It's in the praise that flows to a land beyond my dreams. To whom much is given, much is required. I took stock of everything I owned, what little I'd acquired. Then I turned my face to the sky, and the words of a prayer took flight. And my cry, if heaven's your throne and the earth your footstool, what could I build for you? And if all that I see has been made by your hand, tell me what else could I do? I spoke to a wise man just the other day. He said he gave you myrrh, then he went on his way. I said, myrrh is hard to come by, but I have something I can give. Myrrh is the fragrance of a life that's truly lived. Myrrh is the fragrance of a life that's truly lived.
After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
Amen. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with justice, judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Are the words of John 3:16. We invite you to say those words as Loretta leads us in reciting it.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.